Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. I can't even play, like, music because, let me, when I repurpose it on Facebook, then they give me a big violation. So, like, the Dr. Joe thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, violation.
Really?
Is Dr. Joe going to put us on his
YouTube
channel?
That's what I heard.
I checked. We weren't up there yet.
Yeah. Well, Anna, can you follow through on that?
Absolutely. No problem.
Anna?
Yes.
Thank you. Man, you and Blitz really are a love story, are you not?
I mean, yeah, why not?
I mean, no, not why not. That's cool. I'm the inventor of Blummel.
Yes, you are.
I know.
I'm kind of.
You were the one that put us together.
Yeah, I'm kind of the god of Blummel.
Do you kind of regret it a little? Honest.
No, not one.
Even when we're a love story.
No, I think it's cute.
Do you really?
Or
are you disgusted by it?
No,
I'm disgusted by it.
I've never seen Blitz this much in love before.
Really?
Yeah, and I like
Promise?
It. No, I'm lying, bitch. Yes, no, yes. Okay. Whatever the fuck you just said.
Okay.
Did you see yesterday's Facebook was Anna is now a baker?
Yes.
Yes.
I am a baker.
Are you marking out to yourself?
I am marking out to myself. Yes, I'm a baker. Should. I'm actually going to be making something for Bubba 199, and you guys are going to love it.
You are?
Yeah.
Right.
I want to make something for every holiday, like even Arbor Day, Juneteenth.
Now, have you?
I need to get the practice in.
What are you making for Juneteenth?
Chocolate cake.
Anna, have you videotaped yourself doing any of this?
Well, I haven't actually started the series yet, but I'm starting.
We've all started our series. I got a chicken sandwich. I got a burnout. Lummy's got time, daddy time with Wilbur.
Yes. Well,
Blitz
yeah.
Blitz got the car reviews. Blitz, where's your goddamn burger? And where's your car reviews?
The burger one's coming this week.
Better.
It is.
Anna, get that burger one done, please.
Yes, I'll get the burger. But I'm also going to start baking, and you guys are going to start eating.
I almost did a vegetarian meal review the other day.
You did? Mommy, it's been brought to my attention that your nanny has came down with COVID, and she can't, and that you potentially might need to get home to watch little Wilbur because Ashley has to work.
Yeah.
So why don't you get out of here for real? Like, yeah. I'm not trying to
pack
help,
your
not,
shit and get out of here.
Scram, ho!
Get my cleats.
Grab your cleats and get to stepping.
Exactly.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, especially when it involves that little guy.
Okay.
That little motherfucker.
That little moneymaker.
I mean,
that son of
I
yours.
I just told Lummy privately, listen, man, we need to cash in on fucking Wilbur.
Hell yeah.
Like, I've been trying. Month,
like, God dang, we need to fucking cash in corporately.
Yeah, before
Tommy
he gets
weight.
Before he gets old and ugly.
Yeah. That motherfucker's the cutest baby known to man. And, you know, I'll allow you to leave right now as long as you do some Lummy, you know, daddy time.
Okay.
Today, live.
Okay, you want me to go live?
Yes.
Are you doing a bike ride, though? I don't want to interrupt your bike ride.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, I don't think I'm bike riding today.
You have to. Well, you already did, but
that's
you have to.
That's a pimp-ass ride.
No, I'm going to.
Maybe like a short ride, like just to Benty and back.
Yeah.
Or maybe like just to that park, the little Frisbee Golf Course, FBI building and back.
Yeah, you talking live, too, with the headband?
If you want to, yeah.
All right, Lummy. What time do you plan on going live, Lummy? I'll probably go live like right at 2 o'clock.
Okay. So, I'll probably be before that then.
All right. So your window to go live is like noon. noon to 2.
Okay.
Are you going to be with Wilbur? Little Wilbur?
Me?
That's why I'm letting him off early.
I'm watching him.
Can you see if he'll say Bubba?
Yeah. I'm working on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I work on that.
We want to see you training for him to say Bubba.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How do you teach him? Yeah, you can be a school teacher.
Yeah, try to get him to look at you this time.
I can't get him to say
Try
Dada.
To have some kind of task, like you're feeding him lunch, or like you guys are coloring, or you're teaching him how to say Baba, or like something, or you guys are swimming in the pool. I don't know about swimming in the pool. You could kill him.
Yeah.
You know, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Jeopardy. Can you imagine if he beat Lummy at Jeopardy?
I could.
Thanks, Butts.
So anyway, listen, you get out of here.
Your kid's smart, Lummy.
You get out of here.
Okay.
No, for real. Like, you're not in trouble. I'm not trying to fuck with your head.
The fuck out.
Get on out of here now.
I mean, please leave.
Okay.
And Lummy, I think I'm going to start on your piece, you and Blitz's piece today.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. I'm doing them both at the same time. I got both. I got two pieces of canvas already primered.
Okay.
So now I just got to mix my paints and figure out what I'm going, you know, how I'm doing. I don't know if I'm going to do a funnel technique.
No, I know you don't have like a lot of colors left, but can we request colors?
No.
Okay. That's why I'm going to ask.
Public and whatever is in his mind.
Whatever in my mind. And it's about a week process by the time it dries and I clear it.
I have a question.
Like yeah.
Have you had any issues with some of your older ones, the clear? Have you had any problems?
I don't think so.
Like it discolors or something.
Because the one I got from your sister,
yeah,
the clear is turning yellow.
Really?
The whole canvas is yellowing out.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't had any of that yet.
Okay.
So, but if, you know, I don't know. So let me get the fuck out of here. Roll your headphones up real nice. Make sure your area is super cool. Push your chair in.
Bye, Lom Lom.
And then we
bye.
And then today at noon, the Stormy Daniels photo shoot, just literally a very short time after she had blasted Trump. Yep. She was in Tampa, lived in Tampa, and did a photo shoot that she allowed my camera guys to do B-roll.
Yeah, she pulled the wiener out of her mouth and got down to the photo shoot.
She pulled the wiener out of her mouth and went PG is what she did.
Right.
And then, so let me, you go on. Love you, buddy.
Bye.
And then sometime between noon and 2, Lummy will do Daddy Time with Wilbur. After 2, I might do just a little biking deal.
Yeah.
The Merch Crick has something to do with her son, like some kind of, I don't know, architect stuff.
Like a celebration?
No, like she's got to do something with him. And so I figured I might just drive to the studio and, you know, get on my new... Avaton P9346.
A quick shakedown.
Quick shake, yes.
Does this one go, how much faster does it go the last
one? I don't think it goes
fast.
My other one was fucking insane fast, but it ate the battery.
This one's going to be pretty quick, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Those tires look awesome.
Yeah, the
fat tires.
The motor's more powerful.
Yeah, I think this is a 750 watt compared to a 5.
750, but like it does like a 1100 burst, something or other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Big Mike and his Lummy are coming this Friday?
Yes, they are.
I think I've met him before, right?
Big Mike?
Yeah.
And his Lummy? I think so.
Yeah, I remember meeting them.
And then, so I'm trying to think. I got to kind of poop, too, you know, right now. I got to poop.
Okay.
And then Blitz, I got to get that one thing on Facebook got flagged. I'm going to redo that. On a follow-up with Dr. Joe, see where we're going to go up
on there.
Yes,
I will do that, certainly.
And then today at noon, again, don't forget on our Facebook, our video of the day will be the Stormy deal. And she looks great. Like, she really...
And you don't even really like blondes.
I really don't, but she's just so hot. She's so porn star hot.
Yeah.
Like, she puts on the makeup, she's got the jug. She's not, you know, she's kind of not a bigger girl, but she's, you know, I mean, she's... Not teeny tiny like Akira, and she's sexy as hell. I can see why Trump wanted to blast her.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Right?
You typically like very petite women.
Yeah.
Like short and like thin, well, slender.
Right.
Big jokes.
So anyway, I don't know that I can show this Blitz.
What is it?
This is
this person.
Justine Lindsay has now made history as the NFL's. Only first openly transgender cheerleader, and she's going to cheer for the Carolina Panthers.
Nice.
And I don't know, Blitz, if I can show her Instagram or anything like that.
I mean,
you know this world better than I do, buddy.
Can we see more?
Just Lindsay. Cat's out of the bag. You are looking at the newest member of the Carolina Panthers Top Cats cheerleading squad as the first transgender female. So, I would like to thank the beautiful and talented dancers who supported me along the way. What's that now?
If you leave it on this picture, I'll show it. I just don't know what else is.
Yeah, I will not go anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this picture at all.
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all.
No.
So this is the Carolina Panthers have retained the services of Justine Lindsay to be a cheerleader of their Top Cat cheerleading squad, mm-hmm. and she is openly transgender. Now, that being said, Blitz, click me off of her.
Yep, it is.
I'm gonna now go to her. I'm going to try to go to her Instagram in general here.
Okay.
And see if... I think all this is very... Let me go through it before, Blitz, but it all looks like it's... very not a problem.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on Instagram and been there for a while, it's probably fine.
Yeah. So go ahead and show
There's
this.
There's literally
Blitz,
nothing scandalous.
All the pictures I can see are perfect. So here are some pictures of Justine.
Okay, cool.
This is a picture of her. Maybe I got a little close up face pic. And then there's a pic of Justine. This is the newest transgender.
No, I don't know for sure. I'm just asking. Does she suffer from alopecia?
I do not know.
Okay,
I do not know that. Oh, maybe there's a little sound here. Hold on here. She got a little sass.
What does the caption say?
It says, my reaction to seeing my sisters and brothers.
All right. Coffee.
So this is Justine Lindsay. And that looks like she maybe the uniform that she may be wearing when she cheers, perhaps, or just some workout
practice.
Workout stuff. Yes. And then I think this is the official pose that they took. But you would think that they would have maybe moved the electrical cord to make it for a better picture experience, right? I mean, you got like 80 yards of field you can go. You just have to, if she would just stand and have back here, we would have had a goddamn cord in the
deal. A few people in chat was thinking maybe she had female pattern baldness.
I don't know. I don't know what she's got, but she's got a slot on the new, she's the newest member of the Carolina Top Cats.
Congratulations.
So
hell yeah.
So hell to the yeah.
Oh, is Blitz. That your official response?
Yes. Hell to the yeah. Hell to the yeah. To the yeah, yeah, yeah. I said now. Hell to the yeah, yeah. Did you know we had that guy?
Bullwinkle Jones.
Did you know we had him in studio?
Yes.
And when he sang,
I'm very jealous. I know he's dead.
He's gay?
Dead.
Oh. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. I said, hell to the no. To the no, no, no. That's all I got for you.
Where was he from again?
Like Lakeland or something.
Lakeland.
Like
Lakeland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was from Lakeland Hill. Did I know?
Mm-hmm.
Did I know? No, no.
Bishop Van Winkle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you know about this story that you sent me? I figured you'd already read it, so I figured I could send it over to you, and you could kind of just give me the 1-2 combo without me having to read it a lot. All I got on my mind is getting on that Avatar. So sorry.
That's okay. I honestly didn't know who this guy was until obviously I saw the article, but it just made me giggle, you know, that the Clintons are still at it. You know, they just can't quit it. You know what I mean? Maybe they quit the business, but the business can't quit them. And I appreciate that. Apparently there's an advisor who admitted Jeffrey Epstein into the White House, I think like 7 of the, I don't know, 10 times that he went, 7 of the 17 times. And this guy ended up killing himself. He was associated with both the Epsteins, or Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine, and the Clintons.
Top Clinton advisor Mark Middleton died by suicide at the age of 59 on May 7th.
Let's put suicide in quotes.
Yeah, suicide. Now, was he part of a lawsuit? The two filed an injunction, against his wife, Rhea. DailyMail.com can now reveal that Middleton's father, Larry, and his wife, Rhea, were fighting to keep photos and other
illustrative content
of his death sealed. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just don't want stuff to get out. But I don't know. Anyone associated with the Clintons is
the family of the top advisor to Bill Clinton, who admitted Jeffrey Epstein to the White House multiple times during his presidency, is pulling out all the stops to keep details of his mysterious death becoming public. They've petition a judge to prevent pictures of Mark Middleton's death scene. Do you think he maybe put Bill Clinton
I don't know, maybe he was going to start talking. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know, but I don't know. And I like conspiracy theories, so I'm probably not the person to ask about this, but it just seems that there's a lot of people that are associated with the Clintons that end up, you know, killing themselves.
Not just a few.
There's like, over 40 or 50.
Yeah,
the Clinton body count. I'll look it up.
Yeah, like it's There's something going on there.
And things happen.
Oh, wait. It's Bill, and shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bill still runs this fucking country at the end of the day.
Ugh.
I hope not.
Don't fuck with Indiana white trash, especially a female.
What?
Because women, Indiana white trash females, don't fuck around. What?
Go ahead. Tell a story.
No. You just interrupted me.
No. I fucked it up. I fucked it up.
What do you mean you fucked it up?
I thought it was an Indian woman, but it was an Indiana woman.
Oh, so you're trying to shove it up my ass, but indeed I did fucking prepare, and I did read the article.
I read it too. I just read it too quickly yesterday.
Yeah, well, guess what? I read it fucking efficiently and thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Did I not?
You did.
Well, I didn't read it at all,
bitch.
So fuck y'all.
An Indiana, not an Indian.
Sorry.
An Indiana woman was charged with murder.
Murder.
After she allegedly followed her man, that she said was her boyfriend, into a bar using the Apple AirTag app, accused him of cheating on her, and then proceeded to intentionally run over him and back up over him.
Hell yeah.
I'm quite sure, since this is a pub and a grill, that it is late at night, that there are quite a few people who left the scene because they didn't want to get involved. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police. I'm going to be honest with you, Blitz. If I saw a bitch run over a guy, and I didn't know him, and I didn't know her, and I wouldn't want to get involved. And the cops, hey, what'd you see? I really didn't see shit, to be honest with you. Because you don't want to be fucking, you just don't want to deal with it. Because the next thing you know, you're down at the police station giving a statement, even though you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, this prosecuting attorney says, are you available to be a
witness?
Yeah,
then you're subpoenaed, had to be in court for 37 days.
Right. And then they're like, okay, we're going to try this woman, and then they're going to depose you. And then what did you see? And then you have to do depositions, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have to go down to fucking court, and you're going to have to go on the witness stand. You're going to have to say, hey, I was, you know, me and my girl were just coming out of fucking Jimmy's Honky Tonk. And she was cussing at him, and he was the back of the car, and she fucking put it in reverse, ran over him, then ran over him again, then ran over him again. And the only way you get involved is if you got video of it, and you can go world star. Other than that, you don't get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what's happening here. They're like, there's a lot of people that definitely saw it, but nobody wants to get involved.
Mind your business.
Maybe her brother is a badass motherfucker, and you don't want to, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Blitz, if you go and if you're the single testimony that puts her away mm-hmm. forever, and her brother's like looks like Ty J, and he's gonna become fucking looking for you. I want to sleep good at night.
Exactly. When meanwhile, all you gotta do is I didn't see shit, and you don't have to deal with any of that,
sir. You're gonna try to tell me that you're walking out. I didn't see anything. I heard them fighting and shit. I didn't see nothing.
Mm-hmm. You were the fucking people in Unhinged that shit was going down and all around them, and you're just sitting there eating like I didn't see.
Yeah, just in the
nothing.
Diner, someone gets stabbed in the face. You don't move. Keep eating your omelet.
Galen Morris, 26, was arrested Friday after reportedly following Andre Smith to Tilly's Pub in Indianapolis and using Apple AirTag and GPS. Morris told a witness that she was Smith's girlfriend and that he was cheating on her. According to investigations, Morris told the witness that she was going to use an empty bottle of wine to beat up the other woman.
Apple recently changed the way their AirTags work, so they're making this harder to do because people were buying AirTags and sticking them in cars of their spouses to track them.
What
stuff.
Is an AirTag?
It's a little tracking device.
Oh, and so you just put it on, and then you hook it up to your phone, and you know where everybody is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's okay. I mean, if you're not doing it well, I guess.
Well, it's for like you put them on your keys or things like that. You know, like to be honest,
I could see if you were a business and you wanted to maybe AirTag all your vehicles so you know where they're at.
Well, no. If you're a business, you have an actual real. The AirTags aren't that good.
Oh, they're not professional grade. They're just jobber deal.
Yeah, they're for finding your keys, and as long as your phone's nearby. So they work. They don't work on GPS. They work on Apple phones.
Oh, okay.
But they work on everyone's Apple phone. So if you're out walking around, other people have AirTags, and it connects to your phone and uploads where they're at.
And even though you don't want them to.
Right. Well, I think you can go turn it off, but by default, it's on.
The confrontation escalated when Morris swung the bottle at the woman, but the attack was interrupted by Smith. So Smith's at this bar with his girlfriend, and old girl rolls up in here, swings a bottle at the girl, and he stops her. Employees at the bar then ask the trio to leave because they're causing all kinds of problems. The Indy Star reported a witness recounted that when Morris allegedly attacked Smith with her car, Morris pulled forward and clipped the victim, and he went down. At which time, she then backed over him. Then pulled forward again and hit him for yet a third time. That's Indiana white trash. Bitch, I'm going to hit you, roll over you, and then back up over you. Morris allegedly got out of the car and then tried to go after the other woman who was still in the pub waiting for a food order. So she was waiting for food. He was trying to de-escalate the situation. He's outside. He gets ran the fuck over. She then gets out of the car to go beat the shit out of the girl. Marion County Coroner's Office determined that Smith had died as a result of being intentionally ran over. I got to think that's not a cool way to die.
Probably not.
She charged with murder.
Murder.
Blitz, is that literally smash your brains or smash your chest cavity or something
sure
like that?
Sure can, yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Mm-hmm. Depends where they roll over, but yeah.
Were you familiar? You didn't send me this article today, but I saw it.
Yeah.
In my AOL. Where this guy that was I don't know if he was a big-time star in a Disney series, but he certainly was in a Disney series that was being taped in Utah, and he was trying to fuck little boys.
Oh, imagine that.
An actor best known on the work for his work on Disney's And Mac was sentenced to 2 years in prison following the arrest of a child sex charge in 2018. Stoney Westmoreland, age 52, pleaded guilty to the use of interstate facilities to transmit information about a minor and must surrender to prison no later than July 18th.
It's crazy how strong that urge must be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They know that this can send them to prison for life.
Here's what I don't
understand.
Yeah,
and when they go to prison, they're they're chomos. They're going to get raped. They're going to get assaulted.
No, that's not how it works.
At chomos?
No, they all isolate the chomos together.
That's a big misnomer, though, too.
What?
That's what happens to people like that in prison.
Yeah,
aren't they the bottom of the barrel?
But I will tell you this, Blitz.
They are. People went to prison, and they said that.
Blitz, I will tell you this, that I knew, Mike Ferrantelli, who ran the Pasco County.
Yeah.
And they had to put chomos in their own chomo wing.
Right.
Like, they had, like, you know, 29 chomos.
They're, like, never in Gen Pop.
Okay, but they were for a period of time, and they don't do that anymore for a reason, because they were getting killed and raped.
Probably back in the day.
Not that I have an issue with that. I'm just stating facts
here. You're right, though. Back in the day, there was a time where they put chomos in General Pop, because, and they would get shanked.
Which is funny, because clearly there's even sort of, like, a code of ethics among people who are murderers and rapists that chomos are the worst.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
like, listen, I killed, you know, a grandma and four fucking, you know, whatevers, but
at least I didn't touch a kid.
Right, and I'm going to kill you now.
Yeah. So back to my point, imagine having an urge that was that strong, knowing what was at risk, and you do it anyways. And not just once, but like all the time.
Neil Mount Pleasure, 25.
Well, I guess this guy was trying to
pick up. On the
Venmo,
at the Bob Army. Go ahead.
This guy was trying to pick up a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, and so here's the deal, Anna. You know damn well, as a 52-year-old man, you know, now, in full disclosure, the cops are saying, because they want to have the most iron tight case that they can have. So you know, Blitz, they're not fucking beating around the bush playing cute games saying, well, I might be 17, but I'm going to turn 18. No, they're like,
they're stating
12.
Over and over, I'm 12, I'm 13.
I am 12.
Yep. My mom is here to take me to class.
And they're like, you know, and then, you know, the bad guy will be like, well, don't tell anybody, because if we tell anybody, we're getting in trouble. And then the guy would be like the detective, one of Grady's guys.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I'm 12, right? Yes, I know that you're 12. I still want you. Okay, but my mom's going to have to drop me off because, you know, I can't drive because I'm 12. I know you're not 12, but I just want you so very bad.
Say that you know I'm 12. I know you're 12.
I know you're 12.
Yeah.
Promise me that you won't tell anybody that I'm 12. I promise you that I know that you're 12 and I want to fuck a 12. I love you. 12, 12, 12, 12. The detectives will make them say 12 50 times.
How stupid are they to go
and
on
you're right,
fucking
Anna,
chat
like,
rooms?
Like, listen, I have the desire to fuck. I like fucking.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that I have to fuck that if it's going to be this risky and this touch and go, because you have to understand.
If you knew that fucking one person would put you in jail for your entire life.
Life. I would just go.
Porn
just
jerk
is so
off.
Good.
And you could go. And the bad thing about it, well, you know, you probably can't even find that kind of porn because that's illegal.
Well, just look young girl, barely 18, no titties, looks like a boy.
Yeah, whatever.
You know.
And so there's no scenario where I was talking to somebody that I didn't know that's just I'm assuming, Blitz, these are text messages or, you know, like printed. They're not talking.
Some sort of chat.
I don't think that they're speaking on the phone. I think that could potentially be in chat entrapment.
Like it's 2003, fucking jobber.
They're in a chat room. The detective is like covering his ass 30 different ways. They've been established that this person is a 12-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not any type of wiggle room.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would be so nervous. I mean, you got probably a greater than 50-50 chance of this being the Grady and the boys, right?
Yeah, but what if it's not? It could be an actual real boy.
Yeah, but I mean, my God, even that in itself is so problematic.
You think?
Like, even that in itself.
Are there real boys on these chat rooms, like, talking to older men?
Unfortunately, probably.
Unless they're getting pimped out by a parent. Like, what fucking 13-year-old boys on a chat room?
If you can think of it, Anna, it's happening.
I'm sure it has, but, like,
no, it
conceivably
does.
How many? What percentage?
I don't know.
Like,
I'm not in that
1%?
World. I don't know.
You gotta know it's a cop.
Well, you're saying 1%? So you're saying there's pretty good odds.
So you're saying that there's a chance.
Yeah.
No, so what I'm saying is, like, back to your original statement is, like, how sick and how hard is that urge if you know that, one, what you're doing is highly illegal, and two, the authorities have a history of trying to fucking catch you doing this sort of thing.
Right.
Like, every agency has. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced priced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Has an ongoing trying to catch child predators deals because it really plays well politically for the sheriff and the chief when they can get in the cameras and say, "I just want to let you know we took 13 child predators off the streets."
They blow your picture up four times the size of it really is.
It's super good PR for the agency because
everyone hates
Democrats, Republicans, blacks, whites, Mexicans, men's, women's. Everybody wants chomos off the street, right?
Of course.
It's probably the only thing we can really agree on. Chomos are bad, okay?
Yeah.
Like, no, we don't agree on anything.
Yeah.
Except fuck chomos.
Yes, fuck chomos. Mm-hmm. That's my campaign.
I would. I think the American public would be like, "Listen, you know what? I would even pay more. I'd even pay like maybe a cent more in tax if they just came up with more chomo prisons. I want a big ass chomo prison. I want chomos to fucking suffer." Nobody wants to give a chomo a break. So if you're a chomo, you're already doing one of the most unspeakable things. Fucking kids.
Like, or trying like, to, or distributing right. content, or like, whatever.
Or you're in that arena.
You're in the game.
Yeah, you're in the effing kids game.
Right. Yes.
So that's the worst. Secondly, how do you make it worser? You try to fucking do it. Thirdly, maybe, unfortunately, there's probably a percentage of this that really does happen.
What do you?
I mean, there's probably some chomos that really do hook up with 12-year-olds, and it's not Grady and the boys.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so
they're probably getting like pimped out by their parents or something.
However, it's happening. It's
yes,
not cool.
Yes, sure, it's happening. Of course.
Universally, there's no wiggle room for chomos. So you're in the chomo game, and you're in there chomoing, and now you're in prison. He was supposed to get 10 years. And he got 2.
Yeah, suspended.
Whoa.
So he took a plea deal. If he was facing 10 and he took 2, and the reason why is because it was going to be tried in Utah. And he was like, his lawyer was like, "Here I are, you know, Utah, very conservative, you know, hold on. People in Utah are fucked up anyway." Isn't that where, like, they have, like, multiple wives? And,
yeah, often underage.
And Warren Jeffs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of shady shit going on in Utah. You think Utah is sleepy. Utah is probably as dirty as it gets.
I want to go to Utah.
Those dirty Mormons.
Yeah, they
You know
nasty.
How those Mormons are. Yeah, they're fucking gross. No, I mean, they came knocking on my door one time. Get the fuck out of here and tell the bishop to fuck off.
But I know what they were wearing.
Yeah, get your bicycles and your backpacks. Get the fuck out of here, Packer games.
Short sleeve,
yeah,
collared white shirt, suspenders,
yeah,
black
you guys should
slacks.
Have e-bikes, jobbers.
Yeah. I don't deal with people on regular bikes.
Yeah,
I only
deal with fucking pedal.
So, Ani, you showed me that this was... I figure maybe we'll end the show today with this segment.
And yeah, this woman's insane.
This woman is fucking off the chain beautiful.
Mm-hmm. She reminds me of like an act... Maybe it's Halle Berry. I don't know.
Yeah, like kind of a Halle Berry, yeah. Alley... Like kind of a Halle
Berry. Oh, I know.
Berry.
Zoe Saldana.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Yes. And this woman has 4 kids.
Yep.
Now, how old is she?
Do you want to guess? Don't scroll down.
I'm going to
have to. It says it in there.
Okay, I have to.
Well, that's so much for
okay,
guessing.
Wow. She's absolutely fucking stunning.
Yeah.
This woman right here. She's got 4 grown boys. I think, what are their ages? 18, 19, 20, and 22. Now, mm-hmm. Anna, where's dad?
Can you tell the rest of the class how old she is?
46.
Nice.
And wait till you see this.
I don't play.
They think
oh, she don't
about
play.
This one here?
Their younger sister.
I don't play. About this one here.
She's going
no,
through all the kids.
I don't play. About this one here? I don't play. I don't.
Bitch is hot play. As absolute fuck.
Yeah.
She don't play.
I want her
this
to play.
Right here.
Where's the dad?
I don't know. I didn't.
She
I didn't
don't
get
play.
That.
I'm sure he's the cameraman.
Okay, I have an unpopular opinion, and I'll call this an alternative opinion. So everyone who is a growth strategist on TikTok is telling you that you need to post 3 to 6 times per day. And I do think that is true. I think you will grow on TikTok if you post 3 to 6 times a day, just for the sheer fact that more people are going to have a chance at seeing one of your videos. But I am on the Sephora squad, and I had the privilege of sitting on a Zoom call with some of the people who work for TikTok, and they told us that you really just need to be consistent and post 3 times a week or more. That's it. So I think, yes, it can be about my top 3 makeup products. That is so hard to do. What did I use? I'm going to do this quickly. Let's do the 3-minute. I just thought this. I wanted to talk about these shorts. So these are. I respect everybody's.
I'm out.
Right to have an opinion, and I'm not going to judge people based on
out.
I was never right
because I think that she's not nearly as pretty. I think she's filtered up.
Right.
I think she's highly filtered.
They all are.
Yeah. Unfiltered for me.
Camel.
We're going to have virtual babies within 50 years. What the fuck does that mean?
We don't need real babies.
Like,
if you want to take care of something, you don't have to really create it. What? You're not down?
Is that like a Tamagotchi?
The average American child costs parents about $230,000 by the time they reach 17 years old, which is what Blitz and Anna needed to consider if you guys ever would try to take it to the next level and have a child. Is it pretty safe to assume, Anna, that would say you and Blitz, if you guys would intend increase the, you know, take it to the next level, so to speak, would you think about having a kid?
We actually have an announcement to make.
I'm allowing you to have the floor.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Sometime this week, we're going to go to Taco Dirty.
Fuck kids.
Yeah. Oh, there's no kids. There's no kids right
no
now.
No kids.
Yeah, no.
No, no kids right now or no kids, period.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to slam the door on the idea completely.
I don't think you'd be a very good mom.
Actually, I'd be a fantastic mom.
I think
mom.
Blitz would be an
I'd be a great mom.
Believable dad.
Oh, dad. Yeah.
You don't think I'd be a good mom?
No.
Why?
I can't.
Yeah, why?
I can't tell you why.
Why?
You know what? I take that back. I think you'd be a great mom if Blitz was the dad, because Blitz's coolness would override.
I agree.
Now, see,
God, I couldn't agree more.
No, for real. Like, the kid's got a chance.
What
if
the fuck?
You guys got a chance to have a normal kid if
for
Blitz is the dad.
For a future potential child, I didn't get credit for being its mom.
No, nope. You could get credit for being its mom, but thank God Blitz
Slim
is its dad.
In my
dad.
Warehouse.
But thank God Blitz is its dad to fucking bring the normalcy up.
Yeah. Oh, because Blitz is so normal.
No, but
do you know he humps me every time he hears a plane?
No, hold on. Now, first of all, if he had a little boy, he'd be into guns, he'd be into planes, he'd be into explosives.
Well, what if
cool
he had a
shit.
Little girl or a little girl boy?
Speaking of planes, I'm really upset that
Blitz is
going to
leave
open.
You. If you have a girl, Blitz is leaving you.
Better not.
Well, speaking of planes,
he would actually be a great girl dad.
I'm upset the other runway is open. It opened up the other day.
It opened up Saturday. It opened up fucking either Friday or Saturday.
It was Saturday night.
I'd be a great
mom.
And
I called.
Fuck y'all.
You called?
I called and I go, on Friday I called and I go, hi. And if you call the Tampa International Airport, you can hit like airport services where you can actually talk to somebody. They're like, dial 1 for lost and found. Dial 2 for airport administration. Dial 3 for baggage claim and, fucking arrivals and departures and UPO. And dial 5 for short-term parking rates. And dial 6 for, all kinds of bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, so I hit 2. And they're like, hello, this is airport administration. This is, Rhonda. I go, hi, Rhonda. I own a business that is really close to the backup runway that you guys have been using for 45 straight days. And on the website, it says that June 4th will be probably the last day and that you might be going back to normal runway activity. Can you tell me if that's the truth? She goes, hold on. Now, Wednesday of last week, they hung up on me. So Friday, I called. And she's like, yep, we're scheduled to start tomorrow. And so, like, Butch, they had, like, a little memo that says, main runway's opening up on Saturday.
Yeah.
She didn't give me a time or nothing, but it was pretty cool. You can tell is it not nice and peaceful around here?
So I actually did send them an email and said I'm not a fan of this runway opening up.
Dear TIA, I am fucking full hot that you're putting planes back on the main runway. Go back to the backup, fuckers.
Sincerely, I was very nice crispy. About it, but I did send them a message.
You did?
I did.
For real?
For real.
What did you say, God. You asshole?
I'm trying to find it right now.
I am an aviation nerd, and the fucking airplanes go right over my building, and I have a boner the entire time at work. Can you please reroute them back to the 1R so that I can get a full-blown boner again?
Right. Also,
1L sucks.
If you park in economy parking is on the east side of the airport, right next to that runway, so you can actually watch all the planes take off and land. Ooh. The other runway is far away. There's nowhere good for spotting.
Dear TIA, I'm a fucking plane nerd. And I like to, be disruptive over all the businesses in lieu of being able to watch fucking free planes from the free fucking parking lot.
Right. And I said, look, those businesses were there, or the airport was there when those businesses were built, so fuck them all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck you too, buddy. That's my official word.
I hope you guys get fucking louder planes that fly lower. That's what I said to
them. Oh, my God.
So, if you got a virtual baby... Like, do you have a baby? Like, is it?
It can still suck on your titty.
It's like an actual thing. Like, is it an actual physical object?
I don't think so. Looks virtual to me.
Looks
not real.
Like.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It can suck on your titty. Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah.
Anna?
Yeah. Yes. So I can feel like a mother, even though you think I'd be a horrible one, and actually you're wrong. Be fantastic.
I think you'd be a very good mom, but I think you'd be very doting. I think the kid would be a hypochondriac. I think the kid would be weird. I think the kid would be
weird.
Bad. Yeah.
That kid would be in every fucking sport, every fucking activity.
If Blitz was
I don't
want to
see that kid during the week.
That kid would fucking play the French horn like your stupid ass did
with
braces.
Oh, that kid is not playing the fucking French horn.
Kid playing the French horn
that
with braces.
That kid's going to be a pianist. That kid's going to be a BJJ master. Baseball, football, soccer.
Now,
everything.
Hold on.
Choir,
you're on to some good shit. Let's take fucking those three things out.
Cheerleading.
Out.
Well, I mean, if it's a girl, typically.
Muay Thai. We're having a boy.
Yeah,
Muay
Thai.
We're having a boy?
We're doing Muay Thai.
We're doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Okay. That motherfucker's going to be in there as soon as he can walk.
We're going to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Anna, I do think that you should teach them like the piano and the guitar.
Yes.
Both.
Yes.
For like, I'm trying to give you how to make your son an absolute fucking.
They're
gonna
learn Mandarin like Nick Diaco.
Well, listen. So
like
if I could, I am a parent. If I could special order your child, to make him the fucking pimpest of all, here's how we're doing. Okay.
Okay.
He's gonna be early on jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Early on piano.
Yes.
Early on guitar.
Yes. Soccer. I want them playing a team sport. I think that's important. I don't care which one it is.
Most kids play soccer.
Soccer or baseball, whatever. But I prefer soccer. I think that's probably a better workout.
Soccer's
run around, get tired, motherfucker.
It's probably a better workout, and it's probably less dangerous than hitting a ball upside your fucking head.
Yeah.
If you get hit in the head
with
a
soccer
ball.
Are pretty mild in soccer.
I'd have my kid playing football.
You're not going to see any snap necks in soccer usually.
Yeah. I think... You wouldn't be boy in the bubble, doting little fucking...
Fuck no. I'm just for that for myself. But I wouldn't want my kid to be like me in every which way.
Yeah, no
but,
way.
But I want the kid active. I want them doing something creative.
Are you
going to
let him eat meat?
That was my next question.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, you do care. You're going to make this fucking kid be a weirdo. Just please understand this, though. Just understand this before you get mad that, you know, vegetarian is still kind of fringe weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very healthy. It's better for you in every way, shape, or form. But, like, he could get clowned.
Right. And it makes it probably make him real farty.
Well, so that's a given.
Anna, just keep
there'd be no kid food at the table. He eats what we eat. He'll have some vegetables. He'll have maybe some rice or potatoes.
Okay, I'm good with that.
And he'll have a protein, whatever that may be.
Yeah. Okay,
but
so
I don't want him be. I don't want. I would buy like the all natural chicken, like no pesticides bullshit.
That's what Blitz tends to buy good food anyway. Blitz ain't buying Kirkland brand like me.
Yeah, no.
So Blitz is on point there, but I would probably like to have him eat more like Blitz. Because Blitz is kind of the best of both worlds. He eats very vegan at times with you.
No, yeah. I eat vegetarian. I don't eat vegan.
I'm sorry. You eat vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like you get your vegetables and you get your fruits and you eat grapes and you eat all the good shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you also will enjoy a nice hamburger, a nice steak, a nice pork chop.
Yep.
You know, some good bacon.
Cook those fillets to 170.
I wouldn't be thrilled about red meat, but whatever. From time to time is fine.
Yeah.
There will be no processed foods. There will be no chicken nuggets. There will be no frozen pizzas.
No french fries.
Well, not on a regular basis. Maybe if we go out or something.
Yeah, every
fine.
Now and then it's
but
fine.
It will not be in the house. He will not eat children's food like just grilled cheeses all the fucking time. He's going to eat a well-balanced meal.
You got to let
Sloppy Joe's,
baby. You got to let the little motherfucker.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Hold on.
It's literal shit.
How about peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, from time to time.
That's a staple for a kid.
Natural organic peanut butter.
No, from time to time. There's nothing nutritious about that fucking meal.
Yeah, but it's part of being a kid.
Yes, again, from time to time. But he will have green beans, and he will have maybe some rice, and he will have assorted vegetables. And he will have a little bit of tofu.
I mean, no, we're getting... I mean, come on.
Yeah, we're not having tofu.
Maybe some hard-boiled eggs.
Okay, we can do that.
Silken tofu.
It's mucus.
Or you guys can just not have a kid and not worry about it and just fuck and have fun.
There's also that as well, which is what we're doing now.
I mean, Blitz, at the end of the day, I miss Pookie more than anything in the world, and you miss Colt more than anything in the world times two.
Yep.
That being said, and I'd love to replace Pookie in a minute, and I know you're the same, but there is a certain amount of relief. You feel a little bit like freedom of being able to travel. Like if you and Anna went to Colorado, now you had a built-in babysitter with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but let's say that you didn't have your mom. You would had, like, I don't even know who you would trust Colt with.
Well,
because you really, honest to God, can't take him to the fucking vet. Because they don't take care of them.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, even just
that.
Like a day trip would be difficult. You know, if we wanted to leave all day, we have to organize something.
But you could have taken a 4-day fucking Denver bender and not had to have made major arrangements for Colt.
Right. So, like at my other house with Colt, like if no one was there, I'd be fine all day long, gone because he had a doggy door. He could go outside, inside. Like, he was good there. But yeah, anything more than that, you got to have somebody.
Yeah,
my brother would have to come over every day or
something.
Yeah,
just to make sure he's got fresh water, to make sure he's okay.
Yeah,
to make sure he's okay.
Yeah,
because that motherfucker could get into. He could fuck hoses and do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Now, could he jump over the fence?
No.
That big one, in the back. He couldn't get over.
No.
He could jump though.
Yeah, but not like.
As he got older, his jumping thing. You know,
but like. Still not going to jump over a tall fence.
What's the maddest you ever saw? I never saw that dog ferociously mad.
He was never.
Never?
Nope. There was one time I thought for sure he was going to bite me.
He'd bite you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I had him he had to get medicine. And so I had him pinned down in the corner of a bathroom, all my weight on him. He was struggling to get away. And I thought in my head, okay, he's going to bite
snapped.
Me. He's going to bite me, and it's warranted because I am just going nuts trying to get his medicine.
I'm really violating this motherfucker, so if he snaps me.
He didn't even
come close.
He
didn't bite.
No.
The one time, poor Peaches. Remember Peaches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had this big, this blood boil on her ear. And I was going to go ahead and try to drain it. you know, because it was just like a big blood boil on the ear. And so I got some iodine and cleaned all the area up, and it had like a little head on the deal. And so I got like this hypodermic needle and made sure it was sterile and hold on yards. And now you know, Blitz, that Peaches was a big girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like probably what, 80 pounds, mm-hmm. 75 pounds?
Yep.
Pit bull, strong. Good girl, though. And I had to do just like you did, Blitz, all my weight, like pinned up.
Yeah.
Because she was strong and she knew what I was trying to do, and it was hurting her so bad. And she I thought for sure she might take a snap at me just as a defense mechanism. Never did. Fucking little thing never did. She just sat there and took it. And then I started crying afterwards because I felt so bad. But I did get it drained. I did get her ear drained. And then, Blitz, I soaked it in iodine and hydrogen peroxide, and I got the infection to go down.
Right.
And the veterinarian gave me – I called the vet, and he's like, did you drain it yourself? And I go, yeah. And he's like, I don't think I would have recommended that. I would have liked for you to have brought her in. I go, well, I'm not going to bring her in for $5,000 you're going to charge me. Yeah.
Exactly.
I said, I knew what the problem was. Now, can you just give me some dog antibiotics to, you know, in case it's infected? So I got her on – he at least wrote me that script.
That's cool.
Which was literally like doggy amoxicillin.
Of course.
You know.
You take some for yourself?
No.
Just asking.
I got Peaches. I'm sorry your ears still swelled up, but I got a little sniffles here.
Yeah.
I got to take my doggy amoxicillin. So.
So a lot of it's the same shit.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of it is.
Oh, my God.
What?
Sorry. You said blood blisters, and so I started looking shit up.
Oh, like the popping of blood blisters.
Yeah, but it ended on a cyst. Bad note. Yeah, epidermal cyst, and it was a good one. Hell yeah.
Well, listen, I got things to do. I got a shit, and then I got to run the smart car over to Terry's because Rick can't figure it out. Oh, and Terry, Terry, the one that works on, you know, all of Terry the Diacos. Yeah, Terry Glenn, over in Drew Park.
Yeah.
And then since I'm over there, I might do a chicken sandwich review.
Of what?
Zaxby's.
Blitz, can you look like what might be in the
the Drew Park area?
Well, yeah, but I'd probably go north on Del Mabry. I'd probably go north on Del Mabry. And see what's up there. Is there a Zaxby's? Is there a PDQ?
Oh, there's a
there a KFC?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a Zaxby's on Hillsborough, just west of Del Mabry. You know where the Hooters is at?
Yeah,
right next door to that.
There you go.
There's a Zaxby's.
I'll do. And supposedly their chicken. Now, do they have Zaxby's got drive through?
Yes, they do.
All right, there you go.
There's also a Crystal up there.
Do they have chicken sandwich?
Yeah, but it's not going to be.
It's jobber.
It's not going to be good. But they have the little chicken mini things.
Yeah, fuck chicken mini. I don't do that.
Like chicken minis.
But it's somewhere to go when you run out of places.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, I'm going to go poop. I appreciate you guys waiting for us on the after show. Today in about 40 minutes, the Stormy Daniels, she allowed my guys to be like a fly-on-the-wall B-roll footage of a photo shoot, and this was literally right after she just blasted Trump.
Right.
That gets released today at noon. It's a two-parter, part one today at noon. And then Thursday will be my chicken sandwich review. I did, Sonic.
Okay.
I did Sonic. That one's in the can.
You did the drive-up order deal,
Yeah, I did with the...
Okay.
And now, am I insane by...
Yes.
When Sonic first opened, I think they had people on roller skates, didn't they?
They did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
I remember that.
I was telling the merch crick, I think that they used to have...
Up until pretty recently.
Girls...
Yep.
...on roller skates.
Yes, they did. Daddy. Oh, sorry.
So... Blitz, I got Sonic in the can. Is this Thursday? Maybe I'll do a Zaxby's.
Okay.
And so there you go. All right, everybody have a great day. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go to our podcast. Don't forget our OnlyFans at the Bubba Army. There's some good stuff on there. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.